Hey there, it's Dane Reinhardt, NAHU president, bringing you this month's President's Perspective, a conversation with current and future leaders of NAHU.
So, Dane, another couple weeks has passed. I know feels like at one level these are coming at some good pace, but I also keep getting good feedback that people appreciate hearing from you and about what's going on and the fact that we're moving topics around. So how are you feeling about things now at the beginning of September and the end of the year of COVID?
Yeah, well, I'm feeling good. I'm excited about what we're doing here. I think there's some good interest in our membership, and we are pleased to announce that the podcast is now available on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. So that's a major leap towards putting a flag in our virtual moon here of of accomplishing something between the two of us on behalf of NAHU. It's been fun. It is a little strange. I was working out this morning and I was thinking to myself, like, shoot, that's not the word I was thinking. It's September. And, you know, I mean, I know because we're working on in client world, you know, the fourth quarter renewals and things like that. And yes, it feels different, but the mode of operation that we've been in since basically mid-August has become normalized for me and a lot of us. And the way that we work in NAHU, it doesn't mean that we're happy about it. And from looking around on the news this Labor Day weekend, it appears that most of the country just decided to go to amusement parks and beaches and just forget it. So I do have worries about our general population reluctance to accept the fact that there is a pandemic and that, you know, Nashville, the beaches and amusement parks were going crazy this weekend. So, you know, what's going to happen in 2 to 3 weeks at the end of September? And you start hearing about the cold and flu season, and then you can really get yourself down in the dumps all over again. So hopefully with everybody getting back to school and all the other things that are going on around the country, and now we've got this Labor Day excitement behind us, we can act a little more responsibly as a general population and start working towards controlling this. Because, you know, the WHO came out, I don't know if you saw it last week, saying that they really don't see availability of widely tested vaccines until the midpoint of next year. So this is the reality. This is not the new normal. This is normal. It's just getting used to it. And I think we're all working our way towards it and adapting, trying to figure out how we can do more for the membership and in particular the chapters as we continue to evolve. Because ultimately, wherever we end up in a few years, we're going to take the good out of this and bring it with us into that present time. And there's a lot that we can be doing, we have done, but there's more that can be done for members. I don't know what you're hearing from around the country in that regard.
I do think that there is a great deal of uncertainty about how you do chapter meetings, how local chapters kind of continue their mission of the direct outreach to members. And I believe we're all facing very similar challenges. I have on my calendar today that this is when my local chapter meeting would have been today. Of course, there was no local chapter meeting. And I think a lot of people have been trying to plan and listen and try to execute on the idea of approaching local chapter meetings differently than they have in the past. And I just think there's a lot of very interesting content available, and it just takes a refresh in terms of how we approach it. I know back in June, I did advanced self-funding certification class for the Virginia state chapter. It was originally to be done at their annual convention in Virginia Beach, but instead we did it online. And, you know, we had 35 or so people who came, took a class, and completed the certification. But instead of watching it on their own, they were able to listen to it kind of in real time, ask their questions in real time. I think that value piece becomes something where local chapters can really do something different. It changes the deliverable in terms of giving members something of value in real time. If we say to people, go take a course through our online learning platform, which is great one-on-one, but if you want to do a chapter event, now what you've done is you've gone from having some cost to zero cost to be able to do it. And I think there's lots of content like that out there. So I think it's now a matter of saying to chapters, what can we do to kind of support you in that endeavor?
I agree. I also think that we could and should be creating content ideas. And we are, by the way, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, we are refreshing the Speakers Bureau through professional development. It has been brought to our attention that some of that is outdated. And so that is being refreshed. And I think in the process of redoing it, we could be bringing in speakers or content that would be also interesting to people that are considering membership. And so while our content on the PD side is incredibly strong, whether it's self-funding certification or the things that are going to be rolling out shortly between now and the first quarter of next year, I also think we could find speakers that might fall into that sponsor realm that are doing things that are related to the new world we're in. Like, I have had clients, many clients say, what platforms do you recommend for return to work for people that are coming back to the office physically? And so what if we just did a class on the technology platforms that are out there? Hey, these are them. And then you could dovetail it in with something that's NAHU related. I think something to grab the interest that's relevant now that clients and chapters and all those things are struggling with, and then layer in the NAHU stuff on top of it. I just think that we can be doing more to assist the local chapters to refresh because it is different. And to your point, directing them to an online video, while that is fine, it is not something that's going to get butts in seats if people aren't going to show up. I'm not going to show up and watch a video I can watch anytime I want at a certain time. And frankly, I'm not watching a lot of those videos, and not that they're not good, but it's just that with all the demands on our time, we're not leisurely going through the NHU archives and looking at things that are there. I think to bring forth something that there is an appetite for it, we could be brainstorming with chapter leadership development and Keith and his team about things that could be done there for the chapters and what they're hearing. Because I think between GLD and say Vanguard that might be hearing what's new and out there and PD, we could really put together some strong topics for consideration.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you like within our own agency, and I'm sure you're seeing the same thing, it's trying to get people to do open enrollment meetings without being in person. So for us, it's been, how do we deliver a video of the open enrollment presentation to everybody? How do we find the right platform to do open enrollment? You know, how do we deal with some of the odd things that happen, like voluntary and evidence of insurability questions that go with voluntary products? Those are some of the complications. Another topic that I really think is going to be hot for the fall is individual coverage HRAs versus QSARAs versus group health plans. It's not even strategic as much as it's very mathematically analytical to say which is the right way. We had a client recently that wanted to look at it, 8 employees. Well, 2 of them are getting subsidies. So QSARAs didn't work because they would lose their subsidies completely. Individual coverage HRAs, it means all these different complicated pieces. And then actually, had they, because of our relationship with Total HIPAA, a very interesting question about what Zoom does that impacts HIPAA and what agencies have to worry about, what employers have to worry about in terms of sharing PHI. I just think there's a plethora of really interesting.
That's really good. Because what about just this whole Zoom world we're operating in? What if there is a video audio hack into a Zoom account when you're discussing or something's up on a screen? That's great.
In researching that question, it was, you can't do cloud recording when you do a Zoom meeting like that because that becomes PHI. The chat has to be encrypted in a certain way. The whole meeting has to be encrypted end to end. And it goes back to a situation, I don't know, from probably 5 years ago, where there was a doctor in Oklahoma who was, a mental health provider who was doing Skype calls with his clients, but he didn't have a BAA with Skype. All of a sudden, he got in trouble with not only HHS, but also with the Oklahoma board that regulated him because he's doing something that wasn't encrypted. I mean, I just think there's a lot of very interesting topics out there.
That's great. I really think that if you rolled out, is Zoom the safe platform and the only platform? What are the platforms out there? Considerations for using Zoom. Do you have, you know, your BAA? I think if you just created that and sent it out, that would be really interesting for, especially right now, for not just members, but potential members. I'm not sure what our sister organizations are doing along those lines. You know, have they already gone down that road? But it seems like something, if they haven't, that we could be attracting people that fit in that world. We have a number of dual members in our organization. So grabbing some people that may not have access to that content through other organizations for which they have an affiliation.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, again, just logical expansion of what we do. And I think all three of those topics are ones that work well with SHRM, with NAFA, and even like other related organizations like CPAs, where we could literally go out and run content that'd be very interesting for chapters, but they also can do something like that on a joint basis. But a part of it is, and it's the weird part of us recording our conversations, right? Where you and I tend to talk to each other and we bounce back and forth. But I also think that it just comes down to people thinking outside the box. And I think it is very important as people listen to this to realize there's no right way or no right answer for some of us, right? And we're trying to figure it out just like they are.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, rather than drag this out, I do want to encourage people to like and subscribe to our podcast, because again, all that's good for both the people who listen to it, watch it, and get something out of it. It also heightens the NHU presence as they do that. But again, if you have a question as a chapter leader or as a member of something you ought to think we ought to do, don't be afraid to share it and to get it back to us. And we'll wrap up this podcast like we do all of them, which is a reminder about how to get a hold of Dane. If you have any questions, remember he's your NHU president and open to hearing whatever you have to say. So Dane, we'll wrap us up.
Thanks, David. As always, you can reach me on my mobile number. Best to message me at 410-746-5281. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thanks, everyone.